The Florida GLBT Democratic Caucus elected a new board this weekend in Gainesville. But the news coming out of the meeting was disappointment and even anger that Barack Obama offended the group by not sending his wife or another top campaign surrogate to the group's annual meeting. Saying he's sick and tired of getting table scraps, the GLBT's caucus's state president, Michael Albetta, said he had worked for weeks with the Obama campaign to line up a nationally known surrogate, but ultimately, no representative from the campaign attended the meeting.
I was very disappointed and dismayed on behalf of the Florida and also the national Obama campaign. I truly understand scheduling and about when, if not Michelle Obama could come in and speak to us, address us as a keynote speaker. But then they started promising a national surrogate speaker, which did not come to pass and to address us.
Sally Phillips is the president of the Hillsborough County GLBTA Democratic Caucus and was named as a regional director on the executive committee this weekend. She said she agreed with Albetta about the snub.
I had gotten word a couple of weeks ago that even Michelle Obama was, you know, we were asking for her, and of course that would have been a wonderful thing. I concur with Michael. I was real disappointed in the way that was handled. Now, let me just say this further. We're strongly supporting Barack Obama, and we strongly believe that he's going to be the next president of our country. Just because we're disappointed in this one instance, we know where we need to go as far as the elections, the upcoming elections, and we are 100% behind that campaign.
The Tallahassee Democrat reported some anger or at least disappointment amongst GLBT members, and some were even questioning Obama's commitment to the community. Again, Sally Phillips of the Hillsborough County GLBTA Democratic Caucus.
Well, I can say that I did that. Now, let me give you a little bit of information about me. I am an elected delegate as a pledge party leader. I was elected, fortunate enough, honestly, to be elected as a delegate to the National Democratic Convention in Denver in August, and I am committed to Hillary Clinton. So when you say that, you know, there is a lot, I would say a large part of our community that certainly did support the Clinton campaign in this, and we all kind of felt that this was a good time for the campaign to show us who Barack Obama is and how we really depend on him to support us after he's elected, because that's where it's going to be important. We will support him to get him elected. We just need to make sure that he supports us, you know, once he is sitting in the White House.
That's Sally Phillips, president of the Hillsborough County GLBTA Democratic Caucus. The A stands for allies. Michael Albetta, the head of Florida's GLBT Democratic Caucus, says the lack of a name surrogate or any surrogate to address the meeting on Saturday was disappointing in the respect of the Obama campaign would have been speaking to key Democrats outside of the GLBT caucus as well.
And I believe all they had to do was come into that room and address 75 key GLBT leaders throughout the state. And also sitting with us, on top of it, to add insult to injury, was the National Regional Director for the Women's Caucus, as well as the President of the Black Caucus for the state of Florida that was in that room. Also was the Disability Caucus on behalf of Alachua County was sitting in that room. So, you know, I think they would have, with one BB, they would have knocked down many, many pins.
Is there anything else you want to let our listeners know that came out of your meeting over the weekend?
Well, what did come out is unity. And what did come out is we were disappointed, but the fact is that we're going to work very harder and more diligent and smarter to assure that the next president of the United States will be Barack Obama.